All right, guys, welcome to this episode of Technically Short. And in this episode, I'm talking about habits, talking about good habits, talking about bad habits, and really talking about how good habits, when they are intentionally sought after, how they contribute to your calling and a more fulfilled life. So get your pen out, get your pencil, get your whatever you write with in your paper, and let's dive in. All right. All right, guys, let's dive into it. So in this episode, we're talking about reprogramming your mind with habits. We're talking about why habits are important and how they contribute to a, whenever you really hone in on your habits, how they contribute to a better life overall. So first, if you haven't already, give this podcast a like, a review, a follow on whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, whatever platform you're on, go ahead and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. So, you know, last episode, we talked about how patience isn't only a virtue, but it's a necessity. It was actually our last point. If you missed it, you can go back and go back to that. Now, we're going on and we're talking about another necessity, good habits. Now, these are only a necessity if you really want to pursue your calling. So if you don't really want to pursue your calling, then maybe you don't necessarily need good habits. But I mean, I feel like the people are listening to this episode are people that want to pursue their calling. So let's keep going. So reprogramming your mind, what does it mean? It means to learn new beneficial habits and unlearning bad ones. That last part is pretty important. But we're mainly going to stick to good habits because I think the flip side of bad habits, it's kind of self-explanatory. Maybe we'll dive into it a little bit, but we'll see. So talking about, like, I want to, like, give you a little bit of insight of, like, why I'm bringing this up at all. Why are habits important to talk about and why are they important to me? And so, like, for a while, I've said to people, like, I'm a creature of habit. I'm a creature of routine, really, is what I would say. Like, I love my, I'm routine-based. And the one thing I really was like not really thinking about too much was how everybody really is the same way in that respect. Like everybody is a habitual person. Everybody is a creature of habit. And it's so like this, me talking about this isn't just something that I'm talking about to benefit myself. It's something that I let myself dive. I was able to dive into a little bit deeper. So that I could make this episode, but also I know it will benefit everyone that's listening because we're all habitual people. So habits are literally what we like, they're our lives. So let's keep going. Before my current trial that I'm going through, my trial of pain, I was already kind of working on a foundation, which I didn't know was my foundation, but I was working on a foundation of habits. I was working on eating healthy and working out, talking with friends, meeting up with people as often as I could, and didn't know that these habits were going to be my baseline, even though I felt like it was like really what I was meant to be. Like I was on a good path. They were just the baseline. But now when I'm in this current trial and I can't do all the things I could before, I'm so happy that I started when I did because now it makes it so much easier to prioritize my day to day. Because I don't have the same capacity that everybody does. I have the same time, the same 24 hours, but I don't have the same physical capacity. So when the things I really want to do, like the easiest way to make sure that they get done is by intentionally instantiating these habits. So I'm going to dive into some personal habits, some good habits I've instantiated, some good habits that I think help others as well. And then I'm going to talk about like why good habits are important at all. And I feel like people are like going to think it's obvious that they're important, but I don't think a lot of people have usually dive into why they're important. And I want to kind of go on a deep dive with you. Then I have a little excerpt from my Maxwell Leadership Bible that I have, where he was talking from Ecclesiastes 2. I practiced saying that before this recording, and it worked out pretty well. And I'm going to dive into something from that, and then very, very briefly talk about the 4 laws of behavior change I learned about in the book Atomic Habits. I say very briefly because I want to actually eventually do a full episode on that book. So let's dive into good habits. And this is a habit that is beneficial to your calling. So some of the things I started before were things to do, like whenever I wanted to clean the fish tank, I would leave the door open to the stand of the fish tank so that every time I entered the room where the fish tank was, I would be reminded on that day I needed to clean the fish tank. So it's like those small little reminders. Like that was a habit I instantiated, a habit I created just so I would remember to do something that needed to get done. And the same thing can apply to a book that I want to read, leaving it in the same spot and reading in the same spot every day. So that, and that's still something I'm working on, just to be honest with you guys. I'm not perfect at it, and it's something I really want to get back into. And so that's something, reading a book for growing wisdom and growing knowledge is really what I'm talking about. So why are good habits important? So in my life, and hopefully in your life too, if you have instantiated habits, good habits as well, in my life, they've contributed to healthier living, learning my limits, increasing my productivity, building a stronger relationship with God, and honestly, just making me making me happier and less stressed, and allows me to have a higher expectation on my life, or expectation on myself, I should say. So with like healthier living, and it's like vacuuming the same time every day, which helps me, same time every week, which helps me live in a healthier environment. Working out the same time every day helps me manage my physical health. Eating healthy whole foods and cooking most of my meals helps me to make sure my body's fueled with the right things. Like things like learning my limits that, like, you know, I talked about in the last episode. My physical limits mean I can only work on the certain tasks for so long each day, which helps me prioritize my tasks and my habits. And without really knowing that, like, I would know without really knowing about my habits, I would know that I have physical limits, but I wouldn't be thinking about how I can be prioritizing my time and my capacity in a way that really utilizes it to the highest benefit that I can get out of it. And I want to actually stop real quick. That learning like your own limits is important too. And like my physical limits, you may have your physical limits too, not just like through strength, but maybe you're like me, you have a physical health condition. Like that's an important thing to think about. But also if you just have general limits, like we talked about in the last episode, like it limits in your understanding, limits in the time that everybody has, everybody has a limit of time. So like, how can you instantiate habits to work within those constraints that we have? So then the next one was increasing my productivity, which I kind of touched on before in learning your limits. Like when you know where your time is going, it's a lot easier to tell this is something from my notes. When you know where your time is going, it's a lot easier to tell it where else to go and to tell it where not to go. Yeah, like you want to stop watching TV for so long and start working on your side gig more. Well, then you can this is a very high level. It's not as easy as just doing it this, but like you can, you know, you just remove the time that you're spending on watching TV and spend it on working on your side gig. Or spend it working out, or spend it reading the book you want to read. And you just figure out what your priorities are when it comes, like when it comes to your calling. What are the things that are going to benefit you pursuing your calling the most? And if you don't know, whenever I talk about calling, I'm really talking about that divine purpose that is on your life. Like, what is your, whenever you're really thinking about the things that you want to be doing, like, really ask yourself, why am I doing this thing? Why, like, that's a question I should have later on in this, in my notes. But it's like really asking yourself, why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Why am I prioritizing the things I'm prioritizing whenever the things I'm prioritizing aren't beneficial to me at all, or as beneficial as some other things could be that I could be prioritizing higher? And then the next thing I've really learned through habits is building a stronger relationship with my God. Like getting into the Word the same time every morning, it grows my understanding. It helps me line myself up to have a great day. Whenever I started reading, I've been reading it for like the same time every day for last 2 years, and I'm working through the full read of the Bible right now. And I am fully confident I'm going to get there because I know I'm going to read the Bible every day, even if it's just one chapter a day sometimes, because I know I want to get to work and start my work for my job the same time every day so I can do that job, my job with excellence. I know that I'm going to finish. I know I can be expectant. I'm going to finish the Bible and read it from cover to cover because I sit down the same time every day and I read it and I just do it. And I learn and I grow and I love it. And that's another thing about habits. I don't even have it in my notes, but it's a pretty obvious thing to bring up is that habits, like it's something that you do consistently, and almost like it gets to the point where if you don't do this thing, it feels wrong. And that's why like breaking a bad habit is so hard. It's because whenever you're not doing that thing, it feels so wrong not to do it, even if it's watching TV. Believe me, I know. I used to watch like 5 hours of TV every day, which, you're probably just like, some people might just scoffed. all that time, though, I took that most of that time and put it towards things that are now benefiting me. Because I realized that like what I was doing wasn't helping me. And like I had a guy whenever I was really start first diving into my business, really whenever I was like doing like freelance design, freelance web development. I had this guy, what is his name? His name is Ryan. I kept trying to remember his last name. But Ryan Cole, he told me, he was like flat out, was like, hey, just stop watching TV. Stop watching Netflix, no more Netflix. And I couldn't do it at the time. But then eventually it took me a while for that, like that thought kept drilling into my mind. And eventually I was like, yeah, you know what? I like deleted my Netflix account and like that time then was removed. Habit was removed forcibly from my life, then I had to put that time towards something else because I no longer had Netflix as an option. So that's another thing in habits altogether, like how you break bad habits, you make them harder to do. So I know I'm kind of jumping around, but that's just really something that we really think about. And then, I want to say whenever you get good habits into your life, you honestly just make yourself happier and less stressed, because when you have your habits honed in, you know where your time is going, and you're telling it where to go and where not to go. Like, you know when, what things are going to get done and when they're going to get done. Like, you know that every day I'm going to sit down and read my Bible. I'm going to get to the point where I'm going to sit down every day. I know at what time I'm going to sit down and read the book that I'm reading for growth. And Like, that's a really good feeling. If you haven't experienced that yet, I'm just gonna say you should give it a try. You should give it a little try. And like, it also allows me whenever I have these I'm honed in on these goals, honed in on these habits. Like, it allows me to have higher expectations on myself. Like, when I know my limits, I have increased my productivity, I'm happier and less stressed, I can start to do more things that stretch me and contribute to my calling. Like, isn't that, like, that's a really awesome feeling. Because, like, we talked about in the last episode, like, you know your limits, so you can give some things off to other people. You can then create habits to, you know, to check in with these people, to make sure that they're on task. But then while they're working on what they're working on, they have the habits that they have instantiated, then your habits now can be contributed to a different part of your calling. So like, it's a whole system is meant to work in a very, I believe these systems are meant to work in a very particular way. Instantiate good habits, good things happen. So one of the things, like, with this podcast, there's like this whole, like, having a podcast in itself is something that you have to have habits around. Like, when do you when I reach out to people when I reach out to guests or people that could be guests, usually I reach out to people after work. Sometimes there is a habit of like, oh, I just remembered that I want to reach out to this person, so I'm just going to do it right now. Like, that's a habit in itself. Like, I had the thought, I'm not going to write it down, I'm just going to do it. That's a habit in itself. Okay, it takes 2 seconds in that respect. When I prep for episodes, when am I taking my notes? When am I doing research? And looking into stuff I've learned in the past, like that's something that can be prioritized and scheduled into a day. Then, when do I make Instagram reels? Like, that's something that I'm not great at, but it's a habit that can be instantiated. And shameless plug, like I did in the last episode, if you know somebody, you are that somebody, I really would love to have somebody managing my social media. That would be fantastic. And then when I record the intro segment for the episode, like, the great part of that habit is that I do it right after the episode is over, or right after I'm done recording the episode. Like, right now, after I'm done recording this, I'm going to record the intro for this episode. And then it's done. And it, like, I do it right afterwards, so then I know when that's going to happen. Those are just some personal examples. I know I talk about myself a lot, but I feel like a really good way to share that, like, you at least know a little bit about what you're talking about, is to share that you actually utilize, like, these things. So I just think that, but and I did mention before, so I'm going to actually mention one thing from that, what I said about the Leadership Bible. I want to go down there for a second. And in Ecclesiastes 2, well, it wasn't actually in Ecclesiastes 2. It's more the concepts that were in it, and John Maxwell was talking about how the author was, or I guess in this case, it was King Solomon, I believe. And he was focusing on too many pursuits. That's what was being written about. And it was trying to go after everything that caught his eye, anything that was pleasurable. He was trying to pursue that thing, because to try and figure out what happiness was, what made things happy, what made him feel content. And when making, like, one thing I have written here is, when making a decision on whether to do something or when questioning why you're already doing something, you can ask yourself, like, these couple questions. You're like, is this consistent with my priorities? And do I actually have the time to do it? So what did that have to do with multiple pursuits? It's really asking, are these things that I'm pursuing, are they consistent with the priorities, or in this case that we're talking about, and like in this context of the calling, are they consistent with my calling? And again, do I have the actual time to do it? I think that's important. You can't do more than what you're capable of doing. And this whole, I know this episode's called Reprogramming Your Mind. And the what I was talking about before about good habits, really that is about programming it. The reprogramming part comes in is whenever you're also removing the bad habits from your life. And so the reason I talk about good habits is honestly because be able to get those good habits in, you do have to start removing the bad habits too. And a lot of it is kind of the flip side on how you start habits. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, but I really wanted to just say real quick about the, like I talked, mentioned about how I wanted to say something about atomic habits. So there are a couple, like in the topic habits, James Clear talks about the four laws of behavior change. And those are real quick. He says, make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. And I talked about kind of like inadvertently talked about those already previously, but the flip side of like these laws is to like, or it's like to whenever you want to apply them to bad habits or apply them to removing bad habits, you can say, make it obscure, make it unattractive, make it hard, and make it dissatisfying. And the one I really want to get at is actually make it hard. Like if you want to, like if you want to start doing something, you make it easy. You leave the book where you want to leave it. You leave the book where you want to read it. You read in the same place every single day, so that you know every day where you're going to read. You're programming your mind to read in that spot every day. And that when you sit in that chair, when you're in that area, you essentially can shift to a mode that is ready to read, for instance. But to make it hard, if you want to, this is an example of maybe you want to stop drinking, you start by getting rid of the alcohol in the house. You can't drink alcohol if there's no alcohol to drink, or like I did with Netflix, I wanted to stop watching as much TV, so I just made it really hard to do that by removing that as a possibility. So it's really identifying what the bad habits are, and this law really says then remove the source, and that allows you then to fill that time in, fill that effort and that capacity in with something that will better utilize that time. So I do eventually want to dive into all of these deeper, but that, again, I want to do a full episode on each one of these. So guys, I know this is a bit of a shorter episode, but this is also the third take. So it was a bit of a struggle to make sure that I was providing good content for you guys. So if you guys like this episode, let me know. Give me a message on Instagram. Leave a review if you haven't already, and follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And honestly, those like word reviews on Apple Podcasts are really helpful. And to really tell people, honestly, the word reviews on Spotify are helpful too. Like just to let people know how you feel, is this benefiting you? Like if you can leave that 5-star review, that would be amazing. So guys, thank you for listening. And I guess, I'll see you next time. See ya.